My dreams don't live down there. That's what my granddad used to tell me. When I used to walk in them projects, I look down, I see crack needles. I see bullets. I see blood stains. But when I looked in the sky, I saw my dreams. I saw my opportunity. When I would go to school, they would tell me I was too dumb. They told me I'd be like my father, like my family, selling dope, going to the penitentiary, never seeing what the real world would be. See, I was a kid, couldn't read till it was 16. But my dream was bigger than my reality. I'm telling you, young king, keep fighting because your life depends on it. Just like when you get hit with that bullet and your boy is telling you, don't stop breathing, don't stop fighting. You still got life to live. Because if you lay there in your pool of blood, you're going to die there. Young king, young king, learn how to fight for your purpose and not the money. You gotta have a...
It's time to rewire your mind. Welcome to the Hayden Russo Show, the show that provides you with inspiration to help you succeed in life. Here's your host, Hayden Russo.
Yeah! Woo! Keep that playing right there, Dave! Keep that playing right there! You're live on Talk Zone! And this is the Hayden Russo Show! I gotta thank you, I wanna thank everyone for the phenomenal just feedback and the blessings and the success that you guys are pouring onto the show. The show could be nothing without you. So I really want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And from one of the persons that was waiting for me to get over my sickness and do the real intro of the show, I must take care of that person. So let's make sure we get that in there. Hello. Hello. Hello there. I like how that there sounds. Hello. Hello. Hello there. I got to thank all the listeners. We're doing something today that's very unique. We're doing everything live from Headliners Barbershop. We want to thank you for allowing us into your door, into your space. And we just so happy and grateful for all of the people that's been helping us, giving us their different point of view. We hope that by changing things and making it a better show, will not only inspire you, but we could continue to help teach you and help you learn new things. The reason that we're at the barbershop is because we want to begin to go out into the community, learn what's going on in the community, getting the real viewpoints of the people that are living the struggles, the people that are trying to be successful, the people that are trying to overcome their fears, that are trying to overcome the obstacles and the ceilings that they're trying to crack. I want to know what these people are saying, because we have to find a way to connect in the community. We have to find a way to begin to engage and get the youth in a different kind of mindset where we're not dealing with things from anger. We're dealing with things from a positive standpoint and building on positive character building moments. There would be no success without failure. There would be no success without failing countless and countless and countless times. Be prepared to live your dreams, because they're not down on the ground with the crack needles and everything else. They're looking up at you in the sky. Look up and your dreams will find you. And Dave, if you wouldn't mind getting into that clip, I greatly appreciate it.
We was in Atlanta. I'm walking out of the club. It's a rough place to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. We walking out of this club, this altercation breaks out. There's a bunch of people out there, these fighting break out. My limo is the only limo that's sitting in front of this club. Fighting everywhere, 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 everywhere. Then gunshots ring. 14 gunshots hit the side of my limo. We drove off. We got back to the hotel. And the message was on the news. We are looking for a black limousine navigator in connection to a double homicide. Two men were brutally stabbed to death. Wow. I was definitely accused of double murder. I was falsely accused of double murder, actually. And they arrested me that morning in front of all three of my sons, which is the hardest thing to ever do. Is to fight for your freedom in front of your family. And the first night I was in jail, a whisper came to my ear, and it said, "Can you hear me now?" And that's the only time, the real time, that I heard God that clearly.
You know, I'm the reason that I chose Headliners as the place to first start is that's the place that I went to when I first wanted to be successful. And I sat down in his chair and he said, "Hey man, what are you going to do with your life?" I said, "I'm going to take control of my life and I'm going to be a millionaire." And he said, "How are you going to do that?" He said, I told him, "Just sit back and watch. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do and then I'm going to go out and do it." Why are you saying these things, Hyden? Why I'm saying these things is because although I grew up in the same community, although I grew up around some of the same knuckleheads that were doing the same thing, I was no different than them. You see, success, there's no value that's placed on success. The only thing that's required for success is dream, hard work, and hard ethic, work ethic. So in essence, the only thing it takes to be successful is you, you, and more you. Okay? But the problem that I have
introducing
is that while I'm experiencing all of this success, and this is part of the reason why I created the Hyden Russo Show, is because while I'm creating all of this success for myself and me and my family are beginning to enjoy the success of life, healthy kids, good kids, my community is not changing. And although that I might be experiencing some temporary success, okay, how is that helping to benefit the kids in the community? How is that helping to reduce the violence? How is that giving myself and making the world a better place? How is that helping me to leave a legacy that I was part of something great? I want to be a part of reducing the crime rate. I want to be a part of creating some great opportunity that help people not only to create jobs now, but create jobs in the future. I'm trying to do all of this stuff by myself. I'm trying to reach out into the community. I'm trying to give myself and not only give myself, but give my resources. Use the friends that I have. And then out of the blue, while I'm putting the show together, the owner of Headliners called me and said, "Hey, when are you going to give back to the community? When are you going to come and do a show and talk about the real issues that are going on in the community? Lack of jobs. Violence spiking out of control. The kids are not getting it." You know, it's look, to be successful, all you got to do is just put effort in reading more. To be successful doesn't require you to have money. To be successful doesn't require you to have to be someone else. I didn't never tell you to be someone else, but I told you to go on the internet and cyber stalk them, learn everything that they do. Why would I tell you that? Because success leaves clues. You can't hide this information anymore. Success leaves clues. And Dave, if you wouldn't mind getting into that next clip, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Sometimes we have to ask ourselves, what's using my life? One of the things that we know about life is that it is always changing. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Sometimes things go real well, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes you're happy, and sometimes you're sad. Now that's that thing called life. And when we begin to understand and know that, accepting that reality, that we will never ever have things just on an even keel all the time. But you're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. But during those down moments, that's where the growth takes place. That's where the work is. Anybody can feel good when they have their health, their bills are paid, they have happy relationships, the children are acting normal. Anybody can be positive then. Anybody can have a larger vision then. Anybody can have faith under those kinds of circumstances. See, but the real challenge of growth, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, comes when you get knocked down. How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place.
You see, before I get into this next thing, if you would like to join this conversation, the phone lines are open. 888-463-6748. That's 888, go for it. Just one side note. Hey, Will, would you call that number? 888-463-6748. Let's get your interview in. I know that I'm en route and I'm not sitting there right in front of you, but guess what? I need you to do this interview. Call it on in. Dave, let me know when you got them. But getting back to the point, okay? When you're going through your struggles, what you're doing is you're molding and you're building yourself. Okay, you're getting yourself mentally prepared for the challenges that are coming. Okay, let me explain something to you. When you're not ready for success, what happens to you? When you're not ready for success and the success comes too early, what that is your character is outshooting your talent, or your talent is outshooting your character, and they're not equally leveled. Because what happens is when you become successful too fast, okay, you're not able to keep it, you're not able to maintain it because you don't have the character or the talent that it took you there to get you there. So if you're not staying on top of things, guess what will happen to you? What will happen to you and what happened to me? I went from a $100,000 company to a $1 million company overnight. And because I didn't know how to handle success, I did everything everybody else did. Went buying cars, going to the Heat games, going all over the place. Me and my wife just enjoying life, right? But guess what we wasn't doing when we was in that process? We wasn't learning. We weren't learning anything new. We were relying on the same things that we had learned 10 years ago. We're still living off the things that we learned 10 years ago as opposed to continuing the constant consistent self-improvement. Okay, this is going to be a battle. Your mind will fight you. Your mind will try to take you in places that you have no business going. Because your mind is recording everything that your six senses do. Everything that it see, touch, smell, hear, it's recording it. So when you're hanging around with your five friends or your five so-called friends or the five people that you hang around with, whatever you want to call it, okay, whatever it is to you, all right, I'm just explaining to you how because I didn't have a lack of knowledge, I lost it all, right? That's when I was selling drugs, guys. I used to lose $30,000, $40,000 a night. What? And I go back and I think about it, you stupid idiot. Because when you went to jail, you didn't trust anybody and you didn't have a dime. You couldn't even pay your lawyer because everybody had all your friends that you thought was your friend had them stolen everything by the time you got to the county jail. okay? So when I got back out, I said, okay, I'm going to rebuild my life, right? So I was eager. I was ready to go. I was pumped. And I started rebuilding my life, right? But I was rebuilding my life on the things that I had to learn from the past 8 years. And when success started finding me, and instead of me staying disciplined, instead of me staying focused, instead of me being driven to continue what made me successful, I did what everybody else did. I wanted to show people I'm being successful. I wanted to begin riding big cars. Oh, no, I did it. Oh, I did it big. Oh, Will, remember this one, Will? Oh, I went and got a 10,000 square foot office space / warehouse. I wanted to show everybody that we were doing it big. I didn't want to buy used trucks. I wanted to buy all new trucks. So what I kept doing, I kept building the empire on a facade to show that, hey, we're making money. Hey, we're doing it big over here at Built Right. And then guess what I stopped doing internally? I stopped learning. I stopped improving myself. I stopped going to seminars. I stopped reading books. I stopped learning about different things that would help me grow. I just really, really began to grow. I didn't let anyone get in my way. I didn't care about what the naysayers said. Oh, I wasn't going to be successful. Oh, I was going to be. Now, there were some teachers that told me that I wasn't going to amount to nothing if I continued that path that I was on. But you want to know what we tend to do when we have people that are trying to give us positive feedback? When we have people that are trying to give us their heart and their soul, and we just, instead of taking it in a positive attitude, what we begin to do? What we begin to do is we start complaining and whining. And we start wallowing in our self-pity. And we start looking for someone else to validate us. And we start being other people. And while you're out doing all of that, while you're out trying to be somebody else, while you're trying to keep on the job, and then for all of y'all kids that are smart, and for all of you smart guys that are smart, that are going down, beneath you and trying to make somebody that is not on your level, trying to bring somebody that will never be on your level to your level and stopping your growth. You're going down. You're going down to try to grab somebody that don't care if you can grab them or help you in any shape, form, or fashion. You need to really sit down, really evaluate what you're doing, really evaluate the people you're hanging around with. And then you got to begin to tell yourself, am I going to continue doing the same freaking thing again? Am I going to continue doing the same freaking thing I've been doing for the past 10 years? Where have it got you? Look at your life right now. Look at where you are right now. Look at the position and the things that you have right now. Your wife, your relationship, your friends, everything. It's a result of the work that you put in yesterday, the year before, 2 years before, 10 years before. It has nothing to do with today. The things that you're doing today is to prepare you for tomorrow. The things that you're doing today is to prepare you for 6 months from now, to prepare you a year from now. Let me explain to you guys what I mean by that. Right now, I'm experiencing a lot of success from work. I have a tremendous amount of work, and I thank God for blessing me and my family with not only good health and prosperity, but I thank God for allowing me to be able to use my mind. Because the only difference between the people that are running these same streets right now, the people that are running these streets all around within a 40-mile radius of headliners, I ran them same streets. I stayed in those same buildings. I walked those same schools. I went to the same churches. We all know the same leaders. But what is the difference between the guy that's been standing on the corner for 20 years and the difference between someone that done went to prison and came out and the guy still standing on the same corner for 20 years, still begging, Still trying to find enough work just so he can eat today and not trying to make sure that he can get enough work to make sure that he can eat for 2 weeks and give him more time to grow. There's only one difference. It's your mindset. Every time I see a Bentley, every time I go to one of these multi-million dollar mansions, every time I walk in there, okay, I don't see no physically fit stud weighing about 300 pounds of all muscles. No, I'm not seeing that, okay? I'm seeing a whole bunch of hardworking folks, okay, that have slowly learned how to use compounding interest on their side. That begin establishing retirement accounts, not only for themselves, but for their kids. Begin taking 10 to 20% of all their earnings and socking it away and doing smart thing with it. I had a man to tell me today, I don't spend no money unless it's going to make some money. I said, sir, I'm almost there. I got kids. And my kids don't understand that ain't no money today or a lack of money tomorrow. They don't have no understanding of that. My kids, when they want something, they want it now, and I want to give it to them. But also, I want to teach them how to use their mind so that they don't end up standing on the corner. We are not immune. There's no one immune from being poor. There's no one immune from being on that corner. It can happen to any of us. Bernie Madoff showed you that. You might have thought you was a multi-billionaire, and then you came out, you woke up the next morning, and you were broke. Okay? And what is the difference between successful people and sports athletes? And then I'll go into a commercial break with that. What is the difference between successful people and sport athletes? They both have a self-discipline to succeed. What do you mean by that, Hayden? Okay, I tell you what. The successful people, the educated folks, right? You got uneducated folks and educated folks, right? The educated folks, right? What they do for their success is they, instead of trying to go to the gym to lift 500 pounds, right? They go to the gym and work on their conditioning. They go to the gym and work on their calisthenics and make sure that they're running enough and getting their heart rate up and they're building their mind. They're not working out to look good externally with big muscles. They're working out so that they can look good internally. Okay? And what's the difference between the uneducated person? He uses his talent to get him the education. He uses his talent to get, he works on his talent every day, every night, looking for the opportunity. And while he's working on his talent, he's building up the educational side of things. And if you look at all athletes that have become successful, they were broke. Some of them were living in one-bedroom houses, and some of them were, their mamas had to take them back and forth, and they were never at peace. But what did they have? They had their dreams. They had their drive, their will, their focus. And they had this attitude that if I fall down 1,000 times, I would get up 1,000 and one time. It's time to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
It's your hair. Dude, go get a haircut. It's 8 o'clock. What do you mean 8 o'clock? You still have time. Go down to Headliners. They'll take care of you right away. 1523 West Blue Heron Boulevard, Riviera Beach, in the Imperial Plaza. If you get lost, give them a call. 561-429-4765. Go down to Headliners. Come experience a true haircut. The best pork barbecue ribs and chicken in the state of Florida. Don't believe it? Try it yourself. Call Bounce Back Barbecue at 561-307-4382. They also do catering. That's 561-307-4382.
Buy, sell, or rent. Call Shakira Roll today at 561-312-2641. or email her at info@rollhome.com. That's info@ROLLEHOME.com. Visit her website at www.rollhome.com. That's www.ROLLEHOME.com.
The House of Bling is here. Woo! Specializing in rhinestone apparel. Bling out your company logo or team logo. Call today, 561-723-6781. Woo, they are ready. Get your bling, women, cheerleaders. Tell your coaches about the House of Bling. We're here for all custom apparel. Again, that phone number is 561-723-6781. Why replace your roof when you can repair it? Call Built Right Roofing today at 844-277-7663. That's 844-277-7663. Come and experience the Built Right way at 844-277-7663.
You're listening to the Haydn Russo Show on TalkZone.com. Here's Haydn Russo.
Give me some music. Get me pumped up there. That's good there, Dave. Listen, guys, look, I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life. I'm not about that. And I get people that come back and say, oh, you said this, oh, you said that. Look, my job is to give you the tools to help you be successful. My job is not to try to take control of your life. If I was able to do that, I would push a button and all of us would be multimillionaires, okay? All of us wouldn't be able to go through bad things. We would only do good things. What we do. Okay? So sometimes, what you have to do is when you need to feel good, you need to find the things that make you happy, the things that will make you feel good. And you do those things. And what I like to do, when I need to get pumped up, when I need to feel good, when I need to do all the things that will keep me going in the right direction, right? I get in a room, I like listening to opera, and I like listening to instrumental beats, and people see me like, you know, like, and see me shaking my head in the store when I'm walking around with my headphones on, and they're wondering, what is he listening to? He's rocking his head like he's listening to heavy metal. No, I'm not listening to heavy metal. Let me show you what I listen to when I want to get my mind right. Hey, Dave, would you go into this next clip for me? I greatly appreciate it.
You might die in 6 weeks. You might die in 6 months. You might die in 6 years. It doesn't matter how long you're going to live. What's going to matter is how you're going to live while you're here. What is the special plan for you? You've got to discover the purpose of your life. There is a plan. There's something here for you that's different than anybody else in the world, and you've got to discover what it is. Just trust your instinct and say, what is it? It was simple, it was clear, and I was living every day. Why am I here? And you've got to know what that is for you. That is what will help you to make the decisions. That will give you the motivation to get up early and stay up late. That will make you connect with people in a way you've never connected before. But you've got to know, what are you doing it all for? What do you really want?
What do you really want? What is it that you want to accomplish in life? And then, when you know what it is that you want, this creation thing is very simple. You just start acting like that person right now. You start living and being that person right now. You start doing the things that are necessary to be that person right now. You start reading the books that they read. And look, let me tell you something. Back in the days, before internet invention, right? We had excuses. We could say that, oh, Big Brother is not releasing the information. I don't have access to the information that the larger groups have. I don't have access to money. I don't have access to people with power. Wait a minute, man. None of those are ingredients for success. The only ingredient is yourself. And the reason that, look, the reason that I played that first long clip that got me going into a rage, okay, was because when Ray Lewis, the Hall of Fame linebacker, Ray Lewis, when he was charged with double murder, in the prime of his career. Why did that happen? Because what Ray Lewis did was, Ray Lewis wanted to come back to the ghetto. Ray Lewis wanted to come back to the hood, as we would say it. Okay, and for those in the audience that don't know what the ghetto or the hood is, okay, let me say it in the terminology that you would like. Low income community, less fortunate individuals, whatever terminology you want to use, I don't care. It's still the hood and the ghetto to me. And it helped me. It helped me think. It helped me get on my grind. It helped me get on my feet. It helped me to thrive. It helped me that every time that somebody said that you couldn't do it, I remember when I was poor. I was
the sugar water and bread. And I used to look
back
at me.
In the days when the government used to give you the cheese that didn't melt. I don't care when you put it on the when you put it in the oven, it still didn't melt. But guess what? We still put some butter on it. Okay? We still ate. We didn't give up on our dreams. I was watching people get killed and shoot at every god doggone day when I was in Belle Glen. I didn't let that stop me from going after my dreams. And Ray Lewis when they charged Ray Lewis with his double murder, he was in the prime of his career. Ray Lewis had not won one. Ray Lewis had not won one major war. Ray Lewis didn't do that. He was known for being fearless. He was known for making sure that his defense was always on point. He was known for that type of stuff. He was known to make sure that he would be in the spot where you didn't think that he would be. Why? Because he knew that after that double murder, that people was gonna, after he beat it, right? Right? Just cause you beat something, you still got that stigma. You still got that. Did he do it or didn't he do it? You still got that little part there, okay? But Ray Lewis didn't give up. Ray Lewis didn't give up on his dream. Ray Lewis said, hey, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go to a whole nother level. I'm gonna practice 10 times harder. I'm going to study film 10 times harder. I'm going, everything that I do, I'm going to do it 10 times harder. And success not only found him, success began to pull him. Success towards ultimate success. The people started finding him again. The people that he needed to come in his life to help him rebuild his character. The people that he needed to come in his life to help reestablish his reputation. They started finding him. Why? Because they started seeing that this was a good man was falsely accused. A good man. A reputation needed to be rebuilt. And they put their reputation on the line to help him. They put their reputation on the line to make sure that his kids and his family wasn't suffering around. It doesn't mean money. Money can't do that. People do that. Be yourself. Keep fighting for your dreams. Keep going after your goals and don't let nobody stop you. And Dave, if you wouldn't mind getting into that next clip for me, clip B, 1336 to 1526, I greatly appreciate it.
I'm always disturbed in my spirit on how people look at me from that instance, because those families that was affected will never know the truth. And that's sad. They still didn't find the people who done that. They never had an ounce of evidence of it. And that's when I knew, no matter where I was, no matter how low I had been in my life, by any means necessary,
not just to myself, to my family, to my children, to my fans. I gotta get something done. Because if y'all that bold to put my reputation on the line, then I'm as bold as you are to fight for it. We done been here 3 years in a row. And we let this team off the hook. Make sure something tonight ain't taking you away from this moment, man. Because that's all we got. That's what y'all don't realize most of the time. We don't get this again. We don't get this again. The car runs too fast. That's why we got to savor these moments. Because they right now. I couldn't understand that when I was 24 and 25. That's why God had to incarcerate me so I could see how great my blessing was that he had for me. So I had to come from a jail cell being in position to then step on a Super Bowl podium, man. I don't do this for me. I watch enough film so I can put myself in position to make my defense the best defense in damn football. That's why I come back every year.
You see, I never knew what was happening to me. When I was in prison trying to figure out, I went to counting the months and I tried to make sure, and I went to going back and forth, do I really have this many years? Do I really have all this time to do? And then when I get out, and then 25 years later, and I look back at it, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. It helped equip me. It helped put me on the right solid ground. It helped put me in a state of mind to succeed against all odds, because failure is not an option. I'm not going to let nobody stop me from being successful. I'm not going to let nobody get in the way. I'm here to be successful and to leave my legacy. Hey, Dave, if you wouldn't mind going to a short commercial break, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Man, I'm getting ready for First Friday. What? Man, look at your hair. Dude, go get a haircut. It's 8 o'clock. What do you mean 8 o'clock? You still have time. Go down to Headliners. They'll take care of you right away. 1523 West Blue Heron Boulevard, Riviera Beach, in the Imperial Plaza. If you get lost, give them a call. 561-429-4765. Go down to Headliners. Come experience a true haircut.
Who is this young kid growing up, par for life, experiencing all of the tough battles, watching people thrown off buildings as a little boy, violence surrounding him? Failure is not an option. You may find it at Barnes & Noble. Failure is not an option. A book that is here to inspire you.
The House of Bling is here. Woo! Specializing in rhinestone apparel. Bling out your company logo or team logo. Call today, 561-723-6781. Woo, they are ready. Get your bling. Women, cheerleaders, tell your coaches about the House of Bling. We're here for all custom apparel. Again, that phone number is 561-723-6781. Accident? Dents or scratches? Has the Florida sun faded your ride? Call High Gloss Paint and Body. Their service is fast and reliable. High Gloss Auto Paint and Body will deal with your insurance company, taking all the load off your shoulders. I know what that can be like. Call them today, 561-508-4220. They're located on 2550 Winter Avenue, Suite A, West Palm Beach, Florida. You tell High Gloss that Hayden Russo sent you. Are you ready for your meeting next week with the Sororities Club? No, I want to be different. Me too. What are you going to do about it? I'm going to call Wera Bonelli. Who? Wera Bonelli. They got you covered. Sorority logos, promotional materials, handbags, uniforms, family reunion shirts, and under pressure, they'll deliver on time. Call them today. 561-293-6444. Or you can email them at wearabellia@gmail.com. Hey, tell Rodney Russo that I sent you. That's 561-293-6444.
You're listening to the Haydn Russo Show on TalkZone.com. Here's Haydn Russo.
Keep that there playing, Dave, a little bit more, Dave. That's what I'm talking about. This is the Haydn Russo Show. We got to keep you live. We got to look. I'm running short on time, so I need to get into some of these interviews. Look, so we're going to go live. We're here with the owner of Headliners. And for entertainment purposes only, we're going to call him by his government name. We're going to call him Will. We're not going to call him William. I'm not going to tell you his last name, but we're just going to call him Will. So, Will, look here. We want to thank you. We want to thank you so much for allowing us to come here in the barbershop. But I need to ask you a few questions after you let us know. Can you introduce the crowd to who you are?
Hey, hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. I'm William Wells. I'm actually the owner of Headliners Barbershop. We're here to help the community, and I want to make sure that we're giving positive information to everybody so everybody could actually learn stuff and so we can work together.
That's what I'm talking about. I greatly appreciate you inviting us here. But I have a couple quick questions for you. What you feel going on in the community?
What I feel is going on in the community is that it's actually a... it's a couple of things going on. I think it's as far as the man is being in the household today that we're not really being good role models anymore back to when I was actually a young kid. You know, and that's part of the issues. Kids are just looking up to anybody and just getting advice from other younger people, you know.
And that's why it's important that we continue to have these conversations. And I hope that we're able to come back once a month to keep this going so that we can make a positive impact on all of the kids in the community here. What would you like to see changed in the community?
I would like to see a lot of things for these kids to get into, you know, like maybe like barber programs, other different type of programs besides just sports. You know, it's a lot of things out here that can be done. You know, we got to take back over the community.
I definitely agree with you. We heavily rely on sports, and we got to somewhat kind of way, kind of balance that and try to make it a 50-50 situation where we always have education on our side. But I have one last question for you. If you could change one thing to begin to make a solid impact in the community, what would that be?
Family. Family first. That's what I would do. I would go back and make sure it's a father in every household, and I honestly believe that is the problem inside our community today.
I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate you. I'll come back to you shortly here, but we're going to get around. We're going to get around here. As we continue to make our rounds here in the barbershop, we're going to try to cut through these commercial breaks here. We're going to do something very unique here. For all of my Haitian listeners, my Zo Pounds, all right? We're going to do all these next questions. We're going to do them entirely in Creole, okay? Yes, Haydn Russo is a Haitian, all right? For all y'all that didn't know that, okay, don't hold it against me. I'm Haitian. So I'm going to go and say, bonjour, bonjour, bonjour to tout le monde. Vous voulez demander ici un couple questions. Qui j'en
ai? Très bien, grâce à Dieu. Et vous-même? Même si Alphonse, but you connais pas Slick, ça c'est non que tout le monde connaît. Même si Alphonse Victor, que moi l'ai.
Okay. I'm translating that. Basically, what he said is that most people call him Alphonse, but he's better known as Slick. So the question I have for him, I'm going to ask him, what would he like to see to go on in the community? And then I'll come back and I'll translate that for you. Qu'est-ce que t'as aimé changer dans la community, hein?
Justement, tout va être très bien parce que j'ai commencé à travailler là depuis quatre mois. Et puis tout le monde bien recevoir moi. Et puis son communauté qui très grande. Les patrons comme d'où on vira les petits pour tout le monde contre tout le monde. Ça veut dire comme d'où tout bas est bien fait. Et puis comme d'où on a mais que gain love qui puis jaillir dans la communauté. Plus love, pas nous besoin love.
Well, what Easy Slick just said that you know it's important for us not only to love each other. This community, he came into the community, he was well embraced. It's a community, it's a small knit community, well versed. Platform of people across the board, and he loves this community, and he think that good things can happen. Now, my next question is going to be to him, what can we do to begin to make the love with each other a little bit more solid throughout all of the communities? Qu'est-ce que tu aimes pour que les Haïtiens, les Spanish, pour tout le monde qui a mon anglais, mon noir, pour nous tous être ensemble, pour nous lever ensemble.
Eh bien, nous sommes en même temps, mais pour l'éducation. Pour qu'un petit monde soit ferme pour aller à l'école, parce que sans éducation, pas d'avenir. So depuis petit monde éduqué à l'école et puis parents ensemble avec la famille parce que la famille on levé avec maman seulement c'est un peu difficile madame Dolan mais si papa là tout lui-même pour aider maman fait petit monde grandit so on a bien prendre on a bien plus la communauté on a bien plus affection et puis moi madame Dolan éducation c'est premièrement c'est éducation.
Well, Slick is hitting on some key points here. I asked him, you know, how can we make the bond stronger? And he said that we got to go back to the family roots. We got to go back to loving each other. We got to go back and supporting each other. But we have to build a foundation based on education. We can't build a foundation on anything else. It has to be built on a solid education. And now, we also want to say, I want to let you guys know that Slick is very religious. He's into self-improvement. He's all about giving back to the community, but also I want to see where his mind at and some of the things that we can do to change some of the things that's going on in the community. Qui ça t'a changé sous tes cafés? Puis bah, il change pour nous cafés, puis bon, communication, but pour nous cafés, mouvement qui j'en l'ennuité qu'on fait mouvement, tout le monde qu'on vend bagay, pour faire quoi? You think on everybody had a skill? You think on métier? Qui ça nous cafés pour nous relever ça notre timonio?
Eh bien, je vois Mdoulan, ma retourne sous même bail là encore, sous même éducation. Mon Mdoulan, c'est ça que pouvait Mdoulan. Si vous aimez l'autre, sous pas d'éducation, ou pas gagner aimer, ou pas pour aimer l'autre monde. Ça, mon faut mettre tout avant. C'est éducation, on l'a fini éduquer qu'on y a là, ou après mettre tout. L'a fini mettre tout qu'on a venu aimer l'autre monde qu'on y a là, et puis avec l'a fini aimer l'autre monde qu'on y a là, then qu'on y a là, on a venu bon, together. On a venu, ça a venu bring together n'est-ce pas?
Basically, what Slick just said was that he's going right back to the same thing, okay? Love, happiness, and education. He's not getting away from that. He's not budging from that. I asked him, what can we do in the Haitian community, the Hispanic community, the whole entire population? What can we do to bring each other together? Family, love, and education. I want to thank you so much, Slick. Is there anyone you want to say hello to, or if you want to give a special shout out to anybody?
Oh, well, a shout out to Will. That's my boss, man, you know. That's my brother, you know, he's like my little brother. Hey, nothing but love, Will. All right, man.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you.
As you can see, you know, there's a lot going on in the community. We have to continue to fight. We have to continue to engage in this conversation because as we begin to move past some of the things that we're going through, we're going to have to continue to grow. We're going to have to continue to fight. We're going to have to continue to do the things that are necessary to make us a better person. Okay? Now, I have another interview here that I want, and I have some questions that I want to ask him. So we're going to pass the mic on over to him.
Would you so kindly introduce yourself to the audience, please?
Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am called New York from Harlem. And we're here in Headliners Barbershop, professional barbers at your service.
Now, don't forget, y'all hear the commercial. If you want a real haircut, Headliners is where you need to be. Look, there's no other place for you to be.
This is us. We do what we do here. Every haircut is the best haircut. We could put it out there for you.
And you won't only get a haircut here. Look, we have books here for you to read. We got things for the kids to do. We are not your regular barbershop. We are here to give back to the community. We give backpacks out every year. We're going out in the community. We're doing a lot of positive things. But I have a few questions for you.
Yes, sir.
The first question I have for you is that if you was in control of this city, what would you change?
Oh, man. I would definitely have workshop for all the teenagers to learn a skill so they could be productive out here in society.
Okay, I love that answer. And what type of skills would you like them to see?
I have a variety of skills, from barbering to landscaping. I mean, just have a workshop with all kinds of skills for them.
Give them the opportunity.
The opportunity to learn a trade so they could get out there and get a job or run their own business.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's nothing like owning your own business.
Nothing like that, man. Nothing like that.
Now, the next question I have for you is, what would you like to do to besides the workshop, are there some small things that we can do that can have a major impact on creating jobs, sustainable jobs for these young men and kids that are coming out?
Yes. Well, let's see.
You was talking about the workshops. Yeah, you were talking about some of the little things,
just bringing people together to understand, you know, love, unity, and power, man. We can do that. Unite with one another, not be hating on one another, you know? Just show everybody that's enough for everybody in this world to live off of. All we got to do is get together and put it together.
Now, I know you had a hard road to being successful. I know you had to come and you had to basically, you had to grind your way to success. Would that be fair to say?
That's exactly what I had to do. Coming from where I come from, I wasn't in society. I was taken out, but I was put back in here, and I became a productive citizen out here by working hard every day.
That's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, we're showing you that you can rebound from your mistakes. You can rebound from anything that you do wrong. But I got one last question for you. If you was the president, what major policy would you put in place that would help to leave your legacy and make sure that when you leave this world, that you would never be forgotten?
Oh, that's a tough one there. But let me see. What I would change... I would change the way we see one another. We would have to see one another on an individual level as being human and anything other than that. We are all human, and we all need a chance to do what we need to do. And I will definitely promote that.
I want to thank you so much. Would you like to give a shout out or say a hello to anyone out there?
Peace to all my brothers and sisters. Shalom.
But as you can see, we're doing things a little bit different here. We're trying to keep this show nice and running. We're trying to make sure that everyone gets an opportunity to speak. This has been such a blessing, and this has been just so humbling. And when I walk around the barbershop, I see all these wonderful people that come here. And look, just like the women have their own me time, okay, we have our own men time. So now I got a very, very, very nice gentleman. I've gone in a lot of schools and spoken in schools, and I'm always running into him. Now, this is not planned. I have never known that I'll run into him in here. So I have to ask him. I don't even know what he does. So let's see if we can get some questions out of him. All right, y'all hold on here. If you wouldn't mind, would you so kindly introduce yourself to the audience, please?
Yeah, my name is Robert Matheny.
Robert, what is it that you do?
I do some of everything. I work for the school board. Work for the state, different capacity, different titles, case manager, reentry, juvenile probation. I done did some of it all.
Wow, wow, wow. So you get a chance to see this thing happening from the outside and the inside. Wow, we're lucky here on Talk Zone. That's why we tell you to listen every week. You don't know you don't know how many smart people we're going to run into, all right? Seeing this thing from the outside and the inside. What are some of the things that we can do to kind of minimize us from seeing you on the inside, right? We don't want to see you on the inside. Right. So what are some of the things that we can do to prevent us from going? And also, what are some of the things that we can do to help us on the educational level?
I would say definitely need to be some goal setting, some realistic goal setting. A lot of young people that I run into have no idea what they want to do. I know I heard somebody speak about it before when it comes to athletics, like, you know, you run into a lot of young people, all they want to do is talk about being an athlete or being a rapper. Outside of that, there's no other goals, there are no other desires, no other motivation. So starting with some realistic goal setting, figure out what it is you want to do, what motivates you, setting up how do you get it done step by step, I think that'll help out with a lot of the young people right now.
Yes, yes, yes. We're so lucky to have you in this community. You've been doing this now. I've been going to schools and talking to kids for about 10 years, and I'm running to you everywhere we go. What are some of the things that you think could make a positive impact in changing some of these kids? Because a lot of these kids are graduating out of high school, and then when they don't make it in football, they feel like their life is over, and then they run the streets for the rest of their lives. What would you have to say to some of those things there?
Back to what I originally said, they're trying to find something else you do. Because even when you go to school, I had the conversation today. I was working out at some juveniles today. You're a student athlete. You're a student first, you're an athlete second. You never know when it's going to end. It can end prematurely or it can end when you want to end. But when it's over, you got to figure out what you're going to do next and how you're going to go about doing that. If you don't have any education, you can have $1 million, you can have $2 million. But that money going to go if you don't have a goal and a plan, what you're going to do in place. So you got to figure out what you're going to do educationally wise and set that goal. And you can be an athlete if you want to. That's fine. Nobody's saying not to be. But you still need to be able to fall back on using your brain. How do you think? How do you reason? How do you make decisions? How do you come up with your logic? So those are the things that a lot of people are missing today, how to come up with their reason and how to have good debates and have good discussions. So thinking about what you want to do and how do you get from point A to point B.
I greatly appreciate you. I want to say thank you for everything you're doing in the community. Please, I know you don't get rewarded for it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we like, why are we doing this, right? But when God keeps sending these blessings to us and we look, we're healthy, we get up every morning, please don't stop what you're doing for us in the community. Can you promise us you'll keep doing it?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to keep doing it.
Thank you. All right. I'm randomly going through the bar. I'm going through the barbershop, so I want to get some of these kids in to just say something. You want to say hello?
Family around the world. Say hello to my cousins, my grandpa, grandma, son, my loved ones.
What's your name, son?
Samuel Richards.
What you going to be in this life?
I'm gonna be the person who said they might show everybody in the world, leave a mark in it.
Okay. Well, you keep doing the good things you're doing. What's your name, son?
James.
James, what you planning on being, James?
A marketing professional.
Marketing professional? Man, you sound like a president. How old are you?
I'm 19.
Man, I don't like tall people, man. You taller than me, man. You all right? Okay, yes, okay. Sir. You got a backup plan besides being the marketing? You gonna own anything or you planning on? What are some of your major goals down the road?
So I own my own recording studio and own my own law firm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure you got an ocean up underneath it so that the sound could be look different. Don't just build us any make spend some money into it, all right? And take the lawyer. Don't be a lawyer. Just know all of the stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to be a lawyer.
Okay. As y'all can see, is it, you want to see us send a shout out and say hello to a special someone?
Shout out to my family. Love you guys.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you. I appreciate you. That's what I'm talking about. We've been doing it live here on Talk Zone. We're going to go, we're here live every week from 5 to 6 on live on Talk Zone. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week right here on Talk Zone.
My dreams don't live down there. That's what my granddad used to tell me. When I used to walk in them projects, I look down, I see crack needles. I see bullets. I see blood stains. But when I looked in the sky, I saw my dreams. I saw my opportunity. When I would go to school, they would tell me I was too dumb. They told me I'd be like my father, like my family, selling dope, going to the penitentiary, never seeing what the real world would be. See, I was a kid, couldn't read till it was 16. But my dream was bigger than my reality. I'm telling you, young king, keep fighting because your life depends on it. Just like when you get hit with that bullet and your boy is telling you, don't stop breathing. Don't stop fighting. You still got life to live. Because if you lay there in your pool of blood, you're going to die there. Young King, learn how to fight for your purpose and not the money.
You got to have a vision for what it is you really, truly want. A vision is about what you're here to create. A vision that really works is one that excites you. It has to be a compelling vision. It's got to have something that has the power to pull you, not something you have to push yourself to do. Those are two different kinds of motivation. Push requires willpower, and willpower never lasts. What will last is pull. Having something so exciting, so attractive, so something you desire so much that you have a hard time going to sleep at night, and you get so up early in the morning to rock it and take it to the next level.